Okay, so we broke down and we actually watched Twilight, so my wife would be justified in her rantings about it.
And I am.
And she is. So, warning, spoilers for Twilight coming up. Well, I'm just saying there may be spoilers. So, she wrote down 8 things through the course of the movie that she was like, I need a piece of paper. Hold on, I have to write these down. So, she did. So, I'll go through her list and then she can explain them to you. I'll read it. Give it to me.
I'll just read them. What? It's my list.
Well, you have to explain. All right, fine.
I'll explain them. Okay, number one. Why is it called Twilight when they don't have to wait until Twilight to come out?
And I'm going to try and defend some of her points here.
Okay, so what's that one?
I would assume it's because they live in a very cloudy area.
Like, whatever, he said, it's like, still sun. You still have UV rays. You can still get sunburnt when there's clouds.
UV rays. Well, he says he goes above the tree line and that's when he sparkles. So if they're below the clouds, then it's not direct sunlight. And even in the direct sunlight, nothing happens to them.
I know!
So anyway.
That's retarded.
Okay, so point number two.
Number two. In the beginning, they show them, like, killing a deer or whatever. And I just think that if they were going to eat any animal, it would be a pig. Because that's another vampire thing. So that's what they eat. There's pigs. Pig's blood. Pigs are closest to humans.
Okay.
Like when, you know, they do organs and stuff, they get them from pigs and pig heart valves and stuff like that.
Okay, so my defense for that would be, if they were killing animals that were pigs on a farm, it would raise a lot more stink
than
it was a wild animal.
They live out in the middle of freaking nowhere. They could have a pig farm.
Well, yeah, but he's a doctor. Why would they need pig farms? The dude's dad's a doctor.
Living off the grid.
Anyway.
Okay, number three.
Number three. This was the first, I think, legitimate one.
Isn't it racist to make the werewolf... Although we don't know he's a werewolf yet, technically.
You don't know he's a werewolf, but his tribe comes from wolves.
Yeah. Isn't it racist to make the werewolf a Native American?
I think for the plot of the story, it's fine. But I'm only saying that because, like, it'd be a stink if the black dude was the werewolf. I mean, there was only one black dude in the movie, and there was one Asian dude in the movie.
They were a well-rounded community.
They were a well-rounded community.
Of 3,000 people. 3,000
people. Token and what's his face? They need a token for an Asian. Anyway.
Okay, number four. No one makes friends that quickly at a new high school.
That one I will agree with. Everybody runs up like, oh, are you Bella? Oh, I heard you're from Phoenix. Man, 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 you're going to be in the newspaper.
Yeah. And like when she hits the guy in the back of the head with a volleyball and then goes over to talk to him and the other girl comes over, she would not be friendly. She would be...
She'd be like, get off my man.
Exactly.
Yeah, she'd be like, you need to kick rocks. You're on my man.
So, okay. 52 minutes, 18 seconds into the movie. First sparkle.
Oh.
Which really, they look like they're sweating.
I had a better analogy for what the sparkle looks like. It looks like...
Kind of like a hologram.
No, what I was thinking is it looked like he took a bath in Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That's what it looks like. It looks like he rubbed himself down with Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay, and this was Ryan's.
Okay.
58 minutes, 42 seconds in, Mute Math sells out.
Yeah, Mute Math. Greatest band ever. We're going to see them next month.
This month.
Yeah. Oh, in like 2 weeks or something. Yeah. Awesome. Anyway, there's a single in the movie that's not going to be released for another year. Like, the movie came out last November, and the song that was playing in the movie came out 3 weeks ago from today. Okay. Bush League. Kind of made me mad, but I'm sure it's because it's Warner Brothers, and Warner Brothers does all their music. Right. I don't think they would actually sell out like that. Anyway.
Number seven, Jasper, which is one of Edward's, like, brothers or whatever he is.
Yeah.
Looks like Edward Scissorhands.
He did. He didn't say anything through the whole movie, and he's super awkward, although they all are awkward.
Yeah.
Anyway. No,
he didn't say anything in the movie until they were all playing baseball and get confronted by another tribe, and he's like, I think we can handle that. Like some witty remark. I'm like, really? You've not said anything the whole movie, and you say that as your first phrase? Anyway, number eight.
Hold on.
Oh.
Well, we're going to run out of time, so we're going to... Stop this. I'm going to publish it, and then we will finish. So, we'll be back in a little bit.